Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Goes Without Saying. You're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffy and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffy.
This is a weird episode, and I'm not just saying it. It is a weird, old, not like other girls kind of episode. She's kind of kooky, she's super unique and crazy, unpredictable. In this episode, we're talking about the myth of being this laid-back, cool girl, and how we break that, how we set boundaries, how we say no. I've had a good time. I hope you enjoy.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, you got in there first. I'm good. I'm happy because I'm seeing James Acaster tonight, so I'm quite in a good mood.
Good.
I'm ready to meet my heroes and be disappointed.
No, you won't be. I think it will be... you're going to have your meet cute.
I think so, but everyone's been like to me, lower your expectations.
Yeah.
And I think you do need
just to. Just enjoy it.
I know. I'm going to enjoy it.
It's a long time coming.
Yeah, exactly. It's been, 5 years in the making of being in love from afar?
I can't wait to get the debrief.
I can't wait to debrief you.
But it's not the debrief, is it?
I don't know. The
debrief is before, right?
No. The debrief is after, isn't the
That's what I always thought.
The brief is before, the pre-brief.
If you were doing a psychological study, like a case study... Any psychologists out there, I always thought the debrief was after, but then I thought they said that the debrief was before.
I'm going to debrief you. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's what I thought. No, I agree with you. I don't know. It was a long time ago since I was doing psychology. I can't remember.
And I've never done it, so I really don't know. How are you?
It's all in you anyway. You know it anyway.
How are you in life?
I'm all right. I'm excited for this episode. We've recorded today. We did our book club episode. And we've kind of been talking on and off all day, which is it's not that different to most
normal
days, really.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And there was a guy chopping down trees outside.
Exactly.
And he stopped, so yeah. It's good.
We've gone back and forth a bit today, so I feel like I'm coming in a bit frantic.
Yeah, but it's all good. No mowers around. I saw his van leave with all the tree trunks in the back, and I was like, he's gone. Get
and
in
don't
front of
come
your microphone
back.
Now.
Nice. Did you see that someone said, I don't know if we want to say that. Oh, no, actually, no, don't worry. No.
What someone said?
Someone said, oh my God, the shade of Emma's tats. And I was going to say, you got busted. Yeah. I don't know how they knew. They must know because you love Emma and she's got a boyfriend. Emma Chamberlain.
In the
last episode.
No. She's my queen.
She is, of course.
I'll never blaspheme again.
Well, they inspired me big time.
That's literally stunning. Do you know what? There's one that she got. I think it was the first one she got that was of a rat.
A little rodent.
It's like a little rat's face. And I remember thinking that's the first tattoo I've seen that I've actually really liked. That I've been like,
that's
rude
because I have two.
You know I love yours. But one that I'd
Why
be like,
I
would
rodent
want that little
vibe
rat.
Is because it gives me the Shrek rat vibe. It gives me the three blind mice.
Ooh. Vibe. No, it's giving me more Wind in the Willows, ratty sort of vibe.
That it looks like a little cartoon.
Rat.
It's
kind of
like a little fairy tale cartoon.
I love that, but three blind mice, that's really bad.
Do you think? I think
I wouldn't
really
like three blind mice from Shrek.
Well, I mean, it's all obviously not the three blind mice from Shrek, but that's the vibe, like a cute little mouse with his little sunnies so on.
Yeah,
I don't know really if like them. Glasses,
I find them a bit mean in Shrek.
What do? I think they mean to each other.
They kick everyone out of that. They're like the first people he sees in his swamp, I think. And so they give me a bit of a like, get the fuck out.
Get out. Yeah. Fair enough. Well, look.
Yeah, anyway.
You don't have to get them.
Anyway.
Don't get them tattooed. Forget I said anything. Right. Have we successfully started the episode then? Is this what we're going
on
with?
The weirdest energy ever.
It really is.
So we're talking about saying no, boundaries, cool girl.
And being the cool girl. Vibes. Obviously, we started off on a really cool note.
It gives me kind of rat from Wind in the Willows. That is
no, but
fun.
That's cute. That's not cute. Do you
want to know my starring role that I've actually never probably told you about? But I actually found a photo of it the other day.
Mm.
Oh my God, I actually have a few things to tell you. But okay. they are bizarre. So just to make it a bit more bizarre. But so I had a starring role in Wind in the Willows when I was in year three in our school play.
Year three?
Year three, so okay. I was young, had a solo.
Yeah, you
I
were the babies. So did I.
Did you? Who did you play? In what?
It was... No, I'm not going to overshadow your starring role with my
No, I'd love to know your starring role.
No, I want to know your story first, then we can do mine.
Okay, then we'll go into your starring role. And then I had always pictured it almost as this, like, set that was so insane, and it was like kind of a West End vibe, just beautifully hand painted. I was
You're
in an amazing costume. My grandma got these photos out of the loft, and I saw what I looked like, and it's so tragic.
That's so
it's
cute.
So sad. It's
What's
so sad.
What's the costume? What are you wearing?
My grandma made it. It was just like rags.
Oh, that's really cute. I never had like a made costume. That's crazy.
She
I
made
used to
all
think
of
that
mine.
Was like the coolest. Yeah, that's really cool.
So cool. Who? What was your
what
starring
was the other
role?
Thing? My starring
other thing
role was it...
later.
Oh no, guys.
Later. It's a story for later. Yeah? Not later, but right. It's a bit scary.
Oh, okay.
Not scary, but like weird. But go on. Starring
okay.
role.
My starring role was, it wasn't even a role. It was the nativity. It was Christmas time. And it was every
Stunning.
Year they did nativity, they would pick one person from choir to do the solo of Away in a Manger.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like quite a big deal. And I didn't see it coming, but they honoured me with the honour of my life, and I sung Away in a Manger, and it was really cute. My nam came to see me.
No crib for a bed.
No crib for a bed. And I had to do it quite a few times, even on the performances where my class weren't performing. Like, they split it up like across the years. Like, it was like,
and they brought you in.
Raleigh with the, yeah.
They said, this
the
is Wing from Sissy and Wing,
honor.
And she's going to sing her little heart
And they
out.
Had it burned onto a CD, and it said, like, Nativity Solo, Erin and Raleigh. Like, and they sold it. The school sold it.
Have you got a copy?
I must do somewhere, but I actually had a thing the other day where I was like, I don't have anything from my childhood apart from, and this is a controversial thing, but nobody's shocked, my copies of the Harry Potter books.
Yeah.
Like, my Philosopher's Stone is from like 2001 or something.
This is
like, that's very old.
They mean everything.
And I was looking at it the other day, and I was like, God, like my mum has sat reading this. Like, I sat like looking at. I've stared at this so much as a kid. Like, it's so cute.
Oh my God, that is so amazing.
Really, really cute.
How stunning is
quite,
that?
A book is quite a special thing. So I was really turning the pages. Like, oh, my mum sat and read this to me.
And what
just
it must
really,
have
really
meant
cute.
That first time as well, the
oh,
first time
so
hearing that.
So cute. But yeah, anyway, I was the star of the nativity at the time. Which actually...
Well done.
Thank you.
I wish I could have come
really
and seen.
I wish you could have as well. There was, previously to that, I had been... This is a nursery, so that was when I was... I don't know what year you're in when you do the nativity, when you do the
I
solo,
think you do
but,
it all through primary school.
Yeah, but I don't know what that was like for us. But then I know that in nursery, I was supposed to be an angel. Stunning,
role.
Beautiful.
Me,
I think
angel
I might
too.
Have even said this on the podcast. And I have a photo of this somewhere where I was supposed to be an angel, And then some girl came in, classic.
Oh, little bitch. I can see it already.
Came in crying, saying she wanted to be an angel.
Sorry,
so now there's a
angel,
photo of
angel
me.
Energy.
Now there's a photo of me with a tea towel wrapped around my head, as a shepherd because I said, don't worry, I'll be the shepherd. And she's so cute.
Classic people pleaser.
I know, with this gorgeous, like this kid. I definitely fancied this boy at the time who was playing, what's his name?
Joseph.
I'm not that familiar.
Someone's got to read up on the Bible.
I did know that, but anyway, I've really gone on.
God, that's so cool though. Did you ever get to be Mary? Because that's what I always wanted.
No, and I don't think I wanted. I was just really, I never, to be honest, didn't even think that I could have got. I remember thinking, I wouldn't want to do this solo. It's like too much, it's too embarrassing, it's blah, blah. And then I got it and I was like, oh my God, I've got the solo. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm over it now. It doesn't sound like I am, but I promise I never think about this.
Oh no, don't get over it. I think,
no,
honestly,
I'm so over it.
I think who you play in the nativity sets you up in your identity for the rest of your life.
No,
I don't think so. I think it does. I think it frames a part of your self-identity.
How you see yourself, maybe.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I don't mean it's controlling your life. It's not, you played Cloud 5, so you are forever Cloud 5. I more mean, I think it really massively shapes your sense of self.
I really remember one thing, Miss Houston, who was the head teacher.
We had a similar name, but I was gonna say, who she moved schools, like Miss Hewison.
Oh well, Miss Houston, that would have been crazy if she moved school and she came to my school.
God.
Miss Houston had a stroke, but she did make full recovery, I believe, but at the time when we were in school she had a stroke. But anyway, Miss Houston was the head teacher at the time, and my nan used to drop me off at school and whatever and blah blah blah. My nan loved Miss Houston, and my nan came in to watch the nativity because Miss Houston would just like let her in, like she didn't have to get tickets or whatever. I was doing the solo. Did I mention I was doing the solo? And I remember Miss Houston saying, take a deep breath before you go on stage, deep breath. And then I watched, I had the tape of it somewhere, and I saw it back.
Oh God.
And I must be about 6 years old, and my shoulders come up to my ears. I take,
why is that the cutest breath thing ever?
And then I go, and then I start singing. Really cute.
So ready
really,
to perform.
Really cute. Like, really took it serious. Take a deep breath. I remember thinking, all right. You know, like, almost before, when you're about to do something, you take on any advice, like, as gospel. Yeah. It's like, definitely don't. Remember to not do the X, Y, and Z. And it's like, don't do the X, Y, and Z. Don't do the X, Y, and Z. You, like, become preoccupied with this one piece of information that's supposed to, like, guide you through.
That was us when we went on stage recently. And I remembered last time I accidentally kind of snatched the microphone off you a little bit without even thinking.
No, you wouldn't hand it over.
And then I was like, remembering, don't snatch the microphone.
Yeah,
don't
do that.
Snatch the microphone.
Well, because only because we'd said, Sevilla said, I want you to go first, I want you to go first. You say, like, blah, 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 like, ease us in, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So the whole thing started. Sefi was holding the one microphone because we'd only been given one microphone. This is a long time ago now, years ago. And I was like, okay, like, it's coming up. And I was trying to look at her, like, give me the mic.
I was, like, oblivious.
You want me to start? And she was like, and then I went to take it and she fully snatched it back. Red flag, honestly. Red flags
behavior.
Coming from you.
I don't know that I didn't even remember doing that, but I almost remember being quite confused of like, wait, do you want to start? Like, I'd clearly blanked the whole conversation where I'd been like, could
turn
you start?
Turn it back on me. Nice.
But also, it's not at all that out. I would want to start it. That would be my nightmare.
No, you
it.
Were like, please start it.
Yeah,
I went to start it. And then she snatched the microphone back as if to say, what the fuck are you doing?
But I didn't
mean it
like that.
And made me look so weird for everyone. Like, almost like, oh God, what are they having a bit of an altercation? Because you didn't want to give me the microphone. It was so weird.
That was clearly my body kicking in without me. So the next time I was like, do not, like, be controlled of your hands. Like, look at what your actions look like.
You were literally like yanked him back.
Jesus Christ, so worrying.
So funny.
So worrying what
as
I'm doing
when I'm not
thinking.
As if I was going to go, away in a manger.
So cute.
Anyway, should we start this cool girl combo?
Yeah, let's do it.
Bloody hell. Didn't think we were going to. What on earth have we just been speaking about?
I know.
Have you got any points that you want to start with?
I had one that I screenshot that I really liked.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's a starter. We can start with it,
though.
I'll
take it for a starter. I'm starving.
Everyone hungry? So, they said, trusting who my friends say I am and letting that change my personal values and sense of self. And I thought it was really interesting, the idea of...
Wait.
So, a boundary that they struggle to set and how they struggle to say no is trusting who my friends say I am and letting that change my personal values or sense of self.
Huh, okay, interesting. So they're saying they don't want to think about, they don't want to take on what their friends see them as and let that form their identity. That's really interesting.
I think I get that a lot of like, not necessarily who my friends say I am, but who the world tells me I am. And I think there's, not that the world's telling me I'm anyone, but I think a really dangerous thing you can do is form your sense of self too heavily. I mean, a certain amount of it is natural on the opinions of other people and who the world says you are. Because for example, you're cast as donkey number four in the nativity.
Or shepherd.
The world told you you're donkey number four.
Little did you know, in a couple of years, you're going to be doing a solo, mate. You're going to be a star.
You're going to Hollywood.
Highlight of your life.
Has anyone seen Nativity? Have you seen Nativity?
I've seen Nativity, yeah. Not a lot, though, I have to admit.
It's got my king.
It gives me flashbacks to my... I don't want to let it taint my nativity. No, I'm joking.
It's got Martin Freeman in, who I love.
Oh, yeah, because really you love him as... No, you do. You love him as Bilbo.
Yeah, I love him as Bilbo, but I don't actually... I'm not getting good vibes from just Martin Freeman on his own.
He's an actor.
An actor, definitely. But I really
as
get
Bilbo,
good vibes
he has
from his characters.
Is that correct?
Say that again.
As Bilbo, he has hooves.
What does that mean?
I swear, what's his creature called? What's his species?
Are you joking?
Is
it's the name of the film. Name of the
Hobbit.
Film.
He's a Hobbit. yeah. Of course, right. The Sorry, goblin. Guys, my brain is really fried. He's a Hobbit, and Hobbits have hooves, correct?
No, they don't have hooves.
Oh, really?
Hobbits have, they like, have big hairy toes.
Hairy feet. Yeah, well, they may as well be hooves. Yeah, not they have hooves. Big, clunky little, hooves.
They've got big, old, hairy feet. Not nice.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I'm loving
Bilbo. But not enough to put you off.
Nowhere even close. I've loved Hobbits since
fetish.
I was younger. I've always loved them. I loved Frodo back in the day. Loved Merry and Pippin. And I will. Anyway, this has got very strange energy.
Yeah, this is a bit much, isn't it? What I distracted you. What were you saying?
Trusting like who the world tells you are. And I do think it's a dangerous thing to fall into. And like,
so why did I bring up Lord of the Rings then?
Because I went on a whole thing saying you could Martin get told Freeman. That you're... We can't do it twice. We can't go through the whole combo twice.
But I want to know where listeners. It came from. Where did it come from? Why did we say that?
Because I don't know where The Hobbit came from. We'd have to listen back and I can't be asked.
All right, let's just move on then, I guess. I'll hear it in a minute.
Maybe we should do a different question.
What? No. Let's do this justice. Go back. Let's go and start again.
So, trusting who my friends say I am and letting that change my personal values and sense of self.
Yeah.
Do you ever think you've kind of changed who you think you are based on what someone said to you?
100,000,000,000 bajillion percent.
Yeah.
Same. But I also have the thing where I often have to try and see myself the way that I know that lots of other people see me.
Oh, that's stunning. Actually, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, it's like the amount of times I've said to Seffy, people would die to even get a whiff of Seffy from Seffy and Wing. You need to really... You need to let it sink in sometimes. Like when people, I don't know, I think it's really healthy to actually believe people when they compliment you as much as possible. And like try and get to a place where it's almost like, okay, people might not be lying to me. Like, don't take other people's opinions as who you are, sure. But if you're struggling with your self-esteem, I think it is really... Well, that was something that I had to work on, was like, not immediately. And I still do it all the time. Whenever anyone says anything nice, I'm like, they don't mean it. They were just saying it because they felt bad. They were saying it for whatever. Yeah. I come up with this weird, like, paranoid reason. Just really insane. But I think we do that. We get into this, like... I think it's a few things. I think you're taught to not take compliments and stuff. Like, it's almost like you're supposed to be seen as, like, not even humble or modest. You're supposed to be seen as, like, completely self-loathing.
Yeah, completely hate yourself and anything else.
You're supposed
other
to completely
that,
hate yourself. Yeah. And then I also think it's that, like, when you're insecure about certain things or when you're struggling with your self-esteem and blah, 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 it's really hard to actually believe that someone might genuinely see you in a way that is different to the way that you see yourself.
Yeah.
And I think using other people, using people that I love and that love me, using their opinions to help me get a better grasp of how a third party might see me is a really good way for me to challenge some of the ways that I see myself that aren't necessarily true. Just because I see it like that doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah.
And after a while, I think it's, I just get a bit annoyed with, like, I've been annoyed with myself in life by being like, it's actually embarrassing to dismiss everything that everyone says and have this weird opinion of yourself that you've plucked out of nowhere. No one's ever said this to you. So why are you so sure that X, Y, and Z? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that's such a big experience. I also think it's such a women's experience.
Oh, totally.
To basically be like, even though I'm getting this kind of feedback from the world, I'm also getting the feedback from just like marketing and a load of other shit that I'm also a piece of shit. So I'm going to believe that one. Like the one that has the waiting is bollocks, basically.
To me, it's just completely like, I have this, I'm coming up with a load of shit. Everyone else is telling me nice things. So why on earth? Like, there's no evidence for anything else. So I need to get a grip. It's like a really like, out of frustration almost. It's like you're wasting your life by being determined to see yourself horribly. What a bizarre choice that you're making.
But is it a choice? Like, there must be something in human like evolution that wants humans to hate themselves, because why does everyone fucking hate themselves?
Because it's survival instinct, which sounds counterintuitive, but it's in order, you're desperate to see your own flaws so you know what you need to change.
Yeah,
so that you can survive. So you're constantly looking for the ways that you're falling short because you know someone else is going to come and take your spot and eat you alive and you're not going to be able to reproduce and all of that.
It's like, okay, so what? We're endlessly here to fucking reproduce and live miserable lives, and the people you reproduce have miserable lives, and they have miserable lives.
I think the point of life is to try and be like, look, I've actually, it's just hit me that I'm here on this earth and there are certain things that I'm doing that are making that experience worse.
Yeah.
And in a lot of ways, for me, there were a lot of things, and there still are a lot of things that are choices, like the ways that I torture myself in my mind, that it is a choice, it's a habit.
Yeah.
But when I can catch myself in certain choices, then I can try and change it.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But anyway, going back to the way that this person said it, which is don't take how other people perceive you and let it shape how you see yourself. I think that's a really great point.
So do I, especially if people are saying shitty things to you. And people say shitty things.
And they do.
All the fucking
Boy, do they.
Time. Uh-huh. All I hear is shitty things these days. Jokes, I hear some nice things.
In a really subtle, like, I find it to be almost people limit you.
This is the, and
which is the frustrating
thing. I think one of my
thing.
Main fucking issues in life is feeling limited, or feeling that someone is limiting someone, or feeling trapped or stuck or stagnant or any of these things, if I feel like there's someone has imposed a limitation in any way, mm-hmm. I want to be sick.
Can you give me an example of that?
Well, if I just look around at like the way society is structured, let's start with that as mm-hmm. an example. There is so much of like normality that is actually just a limitation. If you look at just like jobs or relationships mm-hmm. or clothes mm-hmm. or any of these mm-hmm. fucking things, beauty standards, whatever you want to take,
mm-hmm.
they really are just fucking shackles. Like they really are just limitations that you've put on, that have been put on you and that you've kind of just like gone with, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That it makes me feel so stressed out when you actually look at it.
I was thinking about Jennifer Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. A queen. My Katniss queen.
Complete queen. Total queen. And I was thinking, what an amazing person. What a beautiful person. What a talented actress. What a charismatic, funny, great gal she seems to be. And then I was thinking, how nice would that be to know what you want to do from like 14 or whatever. Try really hard, get to do it, and you're great at it and everything's fine. And I was kind of thinking about this in the way of, it's easy for us to say like there are certain rules that we follow and just trends and patterns that we follow and we just do the ritual of life and we do as we're told and we stay in our small roles or whatever. But even for Jennifer Lawrence, even for someone who I would see as a success or living a life that is quite amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. God, I'm sure her life is really, really challenging at times, but she has an amazing thing going for her. Even for someone like that, it's like, maybe it's not about, oh my God, like, it's almost like even Jennifer Lawrence is just really good at and has been lucky in that she fits into a vision of what society would want.
Yeah.
Even if it's a crazy thing that is really unattainable for like 99.99% of people, she still wanted to be an actress and became an actress and feels comfortable in the role of actress, I presume, within reason and all of those things. I think for me, and I think for a lot of people, there isn't a neat label that you can put on yourself. Even 100%. If it is a label that seems really amazing and unattainable, even that label might still not fit you completely. Because I think sometimes in my head, I'm like, God, if I was an actress, but it's like, you wouldn't be satisfied if you were an actress because there's a million and one other things that you would want to do.
It is fascinating, the idea. But I think that, I mean, the whole idea of like a multi-hyphenate, all of these, I just think gross words. Ugh. But I almost think
it is,
the idea of being able to label yourself as one thing must be so rare. And also the titles that are acceptable are so hard to come by. Because when, like, I always have it when like I'm on a night out or at a party or whatever. And I have it with one specific friend in general. Whenever we're like, we always get introduced to people together. And they'll be like, so what do you do? And I'll say I have like this podcast, blah, blah, blah. And my friend will be like, I work in kind of, oh, it's fine. It's like, I do like this thing, like I'm kind of marketing, kind of this. And we always have this joke where it's like, we cannot sell what we do. Like the labels that we say don't sum it up. So now I introduce her and I've got the great little, I'm like, she's a client success manager. And I was thinking, it's not that she wouldn't like that, but it's like a client. I use a client success, and then it's like something
interesting.
I'll have to check with her what she wants it to be though now. But it's like client success, and I'm always like, have the word success in there because you could say like, oh, yeah, I'm like a customer like manager, whatever. But you've got to sell it, and then mine, she'll be like, oh yeah, she's a podcaster, blah blah blah. And I just feel like the label that she's like, and she'll make it sound good. I still can't even do it on the podcast, making it sound good, but it. It's funny, like the label that you like are comfortable with sometimes is quite hard to find because podcasting also doesn't really sum it up. But also it's like, it's difficult to find like a title that like you will like. Society will be like, oh, cool, back at you. And they're pretty hard. Like, for example, actress. Perfect. If you can fit neatly within that bubble of I'm an actress, oh my God, the feedback you're going to get. But realistically, unless you're Jennifer Lawrence, you're going to be an actress, a waitress. You also are a copywriter and all of this stuff as well. But like, to be honest, a lot of people It'd be pretty fucking hard to just be actress.
Exactly. What are the chances that you'll find, and even Jennifer Lawrence is actress, mother, daughter, sister,
exactly.
friend. I'm sure she does lots of other, like, I'm sure she's like CEO, like all of these things. She probably exactly. does a lot of, like, why do we have to find one perfect? Also, like, I just refuse, even when I've got neat little things, even like, say you're just a student, which not to be like just a student, but you've got the perfect thing of student. I feel like that's quite a good thing. It just gets
enjoy the
get
out of jail free card.
Exactly. It's a get out of jail free card. But even then, like, I think I'm just someone who I don't love going into, I don't know. I just don't like
any setting, having to explain yourself.
Yeah, I don't. I know, and I actually refuse thing. To do it.
But people,
I don't do
they
it.
They will not take no for an answer. Like the
no,
amount
but they
of
do.
Situations.
They do because I'm manipulative and I spin things.
I have not worked out how to spin it. The amount of times I've just had to be like, I don't know. And it's not a fun thing to, I don't know. I also don't like to lead with job titles. It's the least interesting thing
exactly.
I can find
that's,
out from, about someone.
That's what pisses me off. Exactly. Because it's also like you, unless you have a genuine interest, I don't care to have the conversation. I actually don't like having a conversation with someone when I can tell that they just feel like they have to be
oh
polite
God.
To me
Nightmare.
And things like that. Yeah, it's just
Nightmare.
Horrible. But I am quite good at spinning a combo to get it to where I want to be, which is normally yeah. out of the combo.
I mean, that's a fucking skill because I've been trying for 3 years now to not talk about the podcast.
Most
and I
people,
can't not.
People little life hack. Not. Most people love talking about themselves. And I actually think I am naturally quite curious in other people, depending on who they are. So I can steer them into a specific thing and not get them to give you an example. Do you know what I mean? Oh, so you said you're an X, Y, and Z. Did you do that X, Y, and Z thing that I saw in blah, 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 blah? Was that you? What did you think about that? Just turn it into a completely different... You have the power to change it to a different conversation.
I don't think I do have the power in me.
You do. Of course you do.
I don't know if I do. I think it's one of those things, as soon as someone asks me a question, I just get flustered out of my mind. I'm just like, ugh, it's a basic thing.
But totally. But that's in your own head. They're not thinking, God, flustered McGee.
they might be.
But like, that's because you think, oh God, I'm about to get flustered. Just hold the space.
I know. I've been trying for years. I've been trying my whole life.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a few here and they're all giving the same thing, so I'm going to read them all out and we're going to do them all together.
Oh, okay, fun.
Which is crazy. Woo!
Let me get my notepad out.
Okay, so this person said, and I think this just kind of sums it up. This was originally what actually prompted the episode to take this angle, I think. So, we owe you. This person said, they struggle to set boundaries when I want to be seen as the cool / laid back / down for anything girl. And I think that's the crux of the episode, really. Yeah. So then this person said, which I also thought was an interesting, like, extension of that, is that they struggle to set boundaries when someone's being... Sorry, my stomach's rumbling. When someone's being jokey. So when someone's jokey or banter is upsetting to me, I struggle to set
God,
that
I
boundary
so get that.
Out of fear of being a bitch that can't take a joke or is boring. Yeah.
I've got a point on that
yeah.
one.
And then this person...
It's related to Love Island, I'm sorry.
Oh, perfect. No, everyone loved the Love Island chat. Then this is just summing everything up. This person, I think, takes it into a new space as well. They said, they struggle to set boundaries when we've been friends for a long time and the behaviour has been normalised.
Oh my God, these are so fucking good,
They're
guys.
Good, aren't they? So...
Thank you.
But basically, you want to be seen as cool, you want to be seen as someone who doesn't care, like, I'm not being boring, whatever, I'm very laid back, I'm chilled.
Yeah.
And I also think there's the extension of that, which is how to change a dynamic that's already been set up, i.e. you haven't said anything for 2 years and it's really bugging you and now you need to change the dynamic. How do we do
that's
that?
That's the tricky one.
So go on, what was your point? Take
so
us away.
So my point on... As in...
wanting to be cool.
When it's, like, about joke and it's all of this stuff. So the second one. There's a girl on Love Island called Tasha.
Yeah.
She's done, I would say, objectively nothing wrong.
Wrong, okay.
Her boyfriend is the one that sucked the tit or whatever.
Is that Andrew?
Andrew,
okay.
Yeah. So they did this challenge where it was, like...
See, I was listening. I was taking notes.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
For listening to this nonsense.
Thank you.
There was a challenge they did where they had to, like, put pies in the face of, like, people they didn't like, blah, blah, blah. And
sounds
a
healthy.
Lot of the boys were, like, pieing Tasha. And they were, like, she's basically calling her a bitch. They're like, she's not real, she's horrible, pie in the face. Basically, either something we didn't get shown, like I think maybe something
maybe
happened,
she's holding
that they
didn't them accountable somehow and we're not getting shown.
But they say that she hasn't been fair to Andrew, she's playing a game, but we haven't seen seen anything to suggest that. If anything, he has treated her like shit episode after episode, and she's just forgiven him. The worst thing she's done is forgive him, in my opinion. She cries a lot, but like, she's going through shit. I like Tasha so far.
Anyone who's on Love Island and is not crying a lot is a different breed. I don't know how you're managing that.
Yeah. But so the whole time they were shoving these pies, cream pies, in her face and being like, take a joke, it's a game, it's a game. And they kept saying, it's a game.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to kill. I think it said, it's going to kill, Chamber of Secrets. I'm going to kill.
Literally.
Sorry, get me to Mallorca or wherever it is. Where are they? Marbella?
Fuck knows. The villa, wherever
that is. Yeah, get me to the fucking villa, honestly. Get my passport.
Fuming. It's a game, Tash.
Send them home. Sorry. Unacceptable. Go home. You've been evicted.
These are the popular boys doing this. Who? This is Luca. Luca, who will probably win it with Gemma.
Fuck that motherfucker.
And Dami, who was in bottom two, but probably because of this shit. Gutted for him. He deserved it, Dami.
Oh, my heart rate is increasing to an unhealthy level.
This is why I need to stop watching it.
No, I
wouldn't. It takes up too much of my life. Like, I sit around worrying, oh God, I wonder if Danica's going to be okay.
So go on, they're pieing Tasha.
They were pieing Tasha, and basically being like, just take a joke. And there's the weird thing of her having to kind of laugh through getting these cream pies
being
shoved in her face. Because these men are saying, oh, it's a game. It's obviously not a fucking game, is it? When you've decided to bully this one girl.
If the game was punch this girl in the face, you'd do it.
They would do it.
If the game was strip her naked, bend her over, and put your fist up her bum hole, you would do it. So don't tell me that you're not just doing exactly what you can get away with, because you want to push the boundaries as far as possible, because you hate her.
And they got loads. If the Ofcom reports weren't going off the wall with Jax, they got, now they're at 3,000, a lot of them because of bullying.
How is this allowed? I don't understand. It's crazy.
It's insane. But it was just crazy watching it and just having to see this woman like keep basically a brave face. She didn't cry for the whole challenge, which I thought, fucking hell, you're strong. And people don't really like Tasha, but I don't really get it. I think it's just fun to hate her. But she's done nothing wrong. It was just that example of having to be like, yeah, it's a joke, it's a joke, and telling yourself it's a joke when obviously it's not a fucking joke. It's not funny.
It's you know what it is? It's gaslighting yourself the way that society would gaslight you.
The way that Luca and Dami would gaslight you.
It's fucking insane. But I just think it's really fucked up because it's teaching every young woman to not stand up for yourself, basically. It's as simple as that.
Just smile and laugh and be like, I won't cause a scene because that will be embarrassing and clearly everyone already hates me. So I'm just going to smile and take these pies in the face. No.
It's deeply upsetting to me.
It's deeply upsetting. I know.
We can't go on like this. We have to get her out of the villa. Let's get this girl out. What the hell? Send a helicopter. Yeah. Get her out of there. What the fuck?
I'm going to sneak in behind Laura Whitmore next time.
I'm sorry.
It's
so fucked up. It's so, so fucked up.
I know.
It is scary.
And they both did apologise to her.
But you know what the fucked up thing as well is? It's the other layer of that is me sat here being like, oh, this is so fucked up. Love Island's really bad for you. Now I look like a boring bitch who's like, it's just a joke. It's just a TV show. Take a joke. Blah, blah, blah. No,
exactly.
It's like the refusal. It's just trivialising
abuse,
basically.
Bullying.
Yeah. And it's just trivialising abuse and not letting anyone be held accountable.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Meanwhile, I'm sure Tasha's probably cancelled for like wearing the wrong outfit or
for being a crybaby. Everyone's like, she's so insecure, she's crying, the whole time. It's like, yeah, you would be, wouldn't you? And Luca will still win it. And the only reason they actually apologised, clearly, is because Gemma was like, to Luca, who he's with, Michael Owen's daughter, that one, was like, you need to go and apologise, which
is.
They didn't show, but that was clearly it, because he was like, oh, Gemma's saying that I need to go. It's just like,
it's so
what
weird.
Is this? And then she basically had to forgive them and have a hug with them, even though their apologies were fucking shit.
I hate that vibe. Can I get a hug?
That was it. Can I have
a
cuddle?
Me.
Get the especially in your sweaty old swimming trunks. Get away from me. Sweaty.
He's dripping all over your feet. It's disgusting.
No, thank you. I'm not going to cuddle you.
Oh,
just put a pie in my face, you freak. But that whole scene was pretty much an emblem of everything that women go through in every fucking situation of their lives, where it's like someone will just say something that clearly oversteps the mark and be like, oh, it was a joke. Then later they might come and apologize to you and you have pretty much no other option but to accept their shitty apology.
It is actually really, really fucked up, the things.
Yeah.
It's almost like beyond just the conscious decision of being like, it's all right, I'm just going to pretend I don't care, blah, 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 blah. You almost think like, oh, no, I actually don't care because it's not even a thing. It was a joke. It was a joke. It really is like and insanely
manipulative. It was kind of on me. I was just feeling sensitive. Like, it's fine. I completely get it. It's like, no.
We are too good at making everyone else feel comfortable before, like, literally just making sure you're okay.
Mm-hmm. And men are too good at making women feel uncomfortable.
And not, they don't even know. They don't know what they're doing.
But this was what was crazy about the pieing situation, was it had gone too far two pies ago. Like, it had gone too far.
Really? I'm gonna
and
have
it was
to watch
one
this.
Of those things where it's like, yeah, it was weird.
Not a good idea,
like,
but
it was just one of those things where it's like, God, this is now like crazy, and they're just like laughing basically at her with pie all over her face. It's like, this is mental.
You're not in year 10, mate.
It's a game, Tash. It's a game.
Oh,
what am I watching here?
Insecurity.
I'm watching every woman I've ever known in a situation that they can recount to me pretty clearly where something similar happened.
Oh, that's horrible.
Mental.
It's very sinister. Meanwhile, she's there like in a bikini. That's the fucked up thing as well.
Yeah, and they all want to fuck her as well.
Gross. I'm repulsed.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry for bringing the tone right down with Love Island.
No, everyone loves the Love Island
combo
chat.
Like Love Island, because it's absolutely gutting.
It's the height of the combo. Everyone loves it.
Oh, I honestly,
it's just infuriating.
Love and hate it. I can't wait for it to end because I need my life back.
Really, you're really into it.
Well, it's not even that it's getting in the way of anything. It's just my mind. I can't shut off. When I'm in something that I'm watching something every evening, how the fuck am I supposed to
Which
think about something during the day?
Which is fine when it's
that?
Game of Thrones, but if it's reality TV, it's too consuming.
It's people crying, playing sad music.
And it's the whole world is watching it with you as well.
A guy leaving that's been abusing women for the fucking last month.
That's fucked
up. I'm sorry, why am I shedding a tear at this?
Okay, so how do we change a situation that has been normalised? Like, how do you change a dynamic? If you're in a situation with someone where you've been letting things slide for a couple months, couple years maybe, and you're thinking, look, I need to change this.
I think, first of all, step one, remove yourself. Like, if you can't do anything else, I feel like it's hard when you're in the thick of a situation to be like, okay, so we're going to change the... So I'm no longer from this moment taking any shit. It's like, okay, that's gonna be pretty difficult. I feel like you maybe need like a couple days, a week out of the situation. So it's a relationship or something like that, or job situation. It's like, right, okay, I've just got to not be
have
in
space.
This for a while. Job is hard because it's like, well, you still need money, but I think if you can
so
get
just
away
quit your
for
job
a bit,
for a couple days.
just say, I'm gonna just
I need
go
to
on
take a mental
day,
health day.
Yeah, keep the money coming, but I'm not gonna be here for it. Just if you can, I think removing yourself for a while to kind of get your head straight is a good idea.
Create
and
some
then
distance.
I think you can go back in with the new rules, essentially, of like, right, so since I've come back, I actually think I blah 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 blah, and I'm setting a new tone.
Would you say that?
It completely depends. I think it just completely depends. I think if it's something professional like a job, I think you should say. I think if it's something like a job where you feel yourself getting walked over, and you really, with a job, you owe fucking nothing. They will replace you in an instant. You owe nothing.
Yeah.
So I think you should be like, hi, I've taken some time off my weekend, so and I'm coming back in with, I'm not happy with the way I'm being treated here. I think this is I don't like the way he speaks to me, and I don't like the way blah 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 looks at me, whatever you want to say.
Sally.
And I think that is an occasion where you can actually state your case. It takes a lot of fucking bravery, and if you can do that,
prepare
I'm so
to
impressed.
Lose your job.
I do think that is because it's a very formal environment.
It
I do
is.
Think it's worth the conversation. But a friendship, you're definitely coming with big formal energy to something that is quite casual.
totally depends on the other person as well, doesn't it? In the sense of some people are just going to get it immediately and be like, oh, amazing, I'll work on it. I've also got things that I would like to say. Like,
and that was a conversation.
Exactly, yeah. But some people might really not get it.
Yeah, and I think more likely if you're having to set boundaries with someone, they're probably not going to get it.
They might not get it.
Because otherwise you would squish it quite early.
Are you good at saying no?
It just completely depends. I think I am good at saying no.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not going to say yes to things I don't want to do. I'm not going to do that. But I think I do find it difficult when I, for example, if I've said yes to something already,
mm-hmm.
and then I kind of change my mind, like say I've said...
Yeah, but you have a responsibility.
I know, but I think that's when if I have agreed to meet someone that I don't really want to meet,
mm-hmm.
and then I've been like, oh no, I don't want to.
I've made a mistake
because last time they were rude or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then I would struggle to get out of it. I think I'm fine of being like, no, I don't want to do this or I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think almost like if I find myself on the night out that I didn't want to go on in the first place, and then I suddenly like, fuck, I want to leave. I think I find it difficult to get out of situations,
really?
Even though that should be completely normal. Mm. And realistically, no one's going to give a fuck.
No.
But it's almost like I find it really difficult to be like, to cause a scene, almost.
Mm.
Even though it's still the same thing. Like, it's still just saying no.
Yeah.
I'm wanting to leave.
Yeah.
I think that's something I struggle with. But I don't think I struggle to say no to, like... I don't
anyone
know,
yeah men. Some random
I'll
guy
say no all day. Mm. Say no till the cows come home.
I'm really good at, well, it's not a good thing, but I'm really good at sneaking off.
That's a very,
disappearing.
Very good skill to have.
But it's
fucking hell.
But it's I don't want to put you through the whole thing of like, are you leaving, you got work tomorrow, are you going, oh don't go,
exactly.
Oh you go, okay, text when you get back. I'm not gonna hassle you with
no.
this nonsense. You don't care and you're having a good time, so let me just leave you, let me just slip away, like you'll never even notice. Honestly, you won't notice I'm gone.
The guilt of God in me if I do that.
You won't notice
if I disappear. What? And your phone is going, where are you? Where are
Who's
you?
Who's ringing and saying, where are you? Where are you? I think you're fine. Just ignore them till tomorrow. Or just give it half an hour. No one gives a shit.
Yeah, well, that would be a great thing.
No one gives a shit, honestly.
I mean,
maybe also
I'll try that. Just sneak out the bag.
People do know with me, like, if I disappeared, they know I've disappeared.
Yeah.
People
that's
know
good.
Like,
that's,
it's
good.
My...
that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, it just makes getting home quicker. Obviously be safe, guys, like make sure people know, like if you're out, that you know that you're getting home safe and whatever and blah blah blah. Don't be dangerous, but I do slip away. But that's also just because I presume that I'm not needed in situations, so I can just slip off and no one would notice.
I mean, yeah, okay, that's not coming from a great place. That's also not true, like, in any way.
No,
they're all literally like, where's Wing?
No, no one's saying that. No one's saying that. At Max, people are saying, classic Wing, she's gone home. Anyway, can you give me an example of a time when you felt like, oh, I have to be cool here, I have to be laid back, I have to pretend I don't give a shit?
Oh my God, every fucking day of my life.
How sad is that? I have to pretend I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's so sad.
It's ridiculous.
Also, like, pretend that you're like emotionally dead, essentially.
Yeah.
That you have no emotions that aren't completely neutral. Because I also think,
yeah,
part of the coolness is, I think, pretending that
being
you don't
dead
care,
inside, yeah,
but also not letting on. It's like you're not allowed any emotions either side of completely neutral, because you can't be completely enthusiastic either.
No,
you need
definitely
to just
not.
Be completely neutral.
I could so give or take it.
Yeah, you're just killing yourself, basically.
Uh-huh.
All of your emotions just have to be flat to be cool. No fucking way.
It is crazy.
No fucking way. And I hate it when I
you're
catch myself
puppet.
Doing that.
You're just a puppet. You're a sex doll.
Oh, God.
But you are. You are. You've drained yourself of all personality and opinion to suit what you perceive someone else's fantasy of you to be. You've turned yourself into something that doesn't exist. It's so fucked up. And it's happening every day. I'm seeing it with my own eyes. I'm hearing it.
Yeah, yeah,
it's happening.
Yeah. Bleak, bleak
you're
world.
Diluting yourself out until there's nothing left. And you're washing yourself away.
Until you're just a walking pair of tits with his opinion.
With literally nothing. It's crazy.
Ew.
Should we leave you on that fury, maybe?
Oh, God, I don't know if I can leave people on that. That's actually
well, I don't
so
know how
sad.
To make that better. Just solve the little problem with the patriarchy at the end of the episode. Tie it up in a bow. All done. Sent me and Wynn fixed it.
Oh, fine. Well, okay, well, maybe we do leave it there, but that is a bleak ending, but I hope everyone isn't bummed.
No, I don't think people are bummed. I think they're furious, and I think they're all going to be watching Love Island, which...
Yeah, you should. It's no. As much as it's bad, it's also good. Yeah. That's the problem.
I know. All right, shall we?
Yeah, let's.
Thank you, guys. Hope you're okay.
Thank you so
I think
much.
You're so cool, by the way, without trying. I think you're all the coolest girl I've ever known.
I think be enthusiastic, be upset, be hysterical, be distraught, be fucking laughing
be
your
however
off.
You are.
Never let yourself be drained by the pressure to be just fucking a drained old little shell of yourself.
Cool. I agree. I honestly couldn't agree more. All right.
Well, if you don't hear from us.
What a nuts episode. If you don't hear from us, assume the worst.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.